there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Lauren Styles can put us on.
Now, you know, I don't know if you saw this, Rosenberg, but a lot of people were like, how come we haven't seen videos of Diddy actually being arrested? And if it happened in New York, somebody must have caught some kind of cell phone footage. Well, it's out. TMZ posted the video. And the video clearly shows Diddy. He's walking into the Park Hyatt Hotel in New York in Midtown Manhattan and with a crew. And as soon as he enters the lobby, you see law enforcement stop him and separate him from his friends. And then you see Diddy appear on camera with handcuffs. They walk him through an elevator. And next thing you know, it's like he's in the lobby and out the front door. We're in clear view of pedestrians, by the way. But people were trying to make it seem like, you know, with this case, there's conspiracies flying left and right. But we're here, guys.
Well, he's arrested. People just keep trying to look for more to pull from everything. So, like,
yeah.
Every person he's talked to, every time he's been seen, everything is a connection to something else. And the thing you really have to watch out for is the amount of clicks that anything about him gets. So people just want to mention him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. It's easy for anybody to just his name is there. Everyone was like, okay, what's going on now? What's going on now? But the reality is, this is a serious case, and that everything is going to be released to the public when you want it. You know, everybody wants it now. I'm like, this is going to take some time. Certain things are going to take longer than others, but, you know, we're here. Like, Diddy is arrested, and we're going to continue to hear different, you know, things come out of the story. And we'll keep you posted.
Yeah, but people definitely have a sick appetite for it. It's like, it's got so many different elements that are, like, scary and bad, and then people just get obsessed, it seems like, and want more and more and more. But a lot of people's real lives really affected by this. It's more than, like, it's more than a social media thing that you click on, you know, for a lot of people, so.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. The time is 7:02. Today's a high of 68 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Listen carefully. Can you hear the rhythm in the markets? Not just in the syncopations triggered by inflation, but in the preludes leading to global elections. In the dissonance that moves the Nikkei, and the rising chorus conducted by AI. There's music in the markets, and if you want to learn to listen for it, we'll show you how. Learn more at Bloomberg.com.
Go to TopDogLord.com!
Yes! Go! WQHT-FM, HD1, New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Folks are scared of wet shaving because of irritation and razor bumps, especially with sensitive skin. But Gillette Skin Guard is really built different. The Skin Guard razor's special technology cuts hairs while barely touching skin to help protect you from shaving irritation. And paired with the Gillette Skin Guard scrub, shave gel, and moisturizer, the entire regimen works to help prevent new razor bumps, shaving irritation, and ingrowns. So you can finally get that clean, smooth shave. Gillette Skin Guard, the best a man can get, keeps getting better. Buy now at a retailer near you.
Honey, is our car still under warranty?
No, not anymore.
Well, my sister just got an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yeah. Ox will cover our repair bills if anything happens to the car. New brakes, a transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
So we pay nothing on the repairs. Ox gets it fixed for us. Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance? What's the number?
800-816-7149. Also, Ox has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike the other warranty companies. We should call now, 800-816-7149.
The last thing we need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote. 800-816-7149. Ask about our senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with a major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care. 800-816-7149. Or go to...
Listen carefully. Can you hear the rhythm in the markets? Not just in the syncopations triggered by inflation, but in the preludes leading to global elections, in the dissonance that moves the Nikkei, and the rising chorus conducted by AI. There's music in the markets, and if you want to learn to listen for it, we'll show you how. Learn more at Bloomberg.com.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try. Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
At Hotels.com, we know some travelers crave sand between their toes. Others want to be poolside with a drink on the way. And more often than not, those two people end up in a relationship. With the Hotels.com app, compare properties side by side across amenities like pool and ocean view. Compromise isn't so bad when you're holding a Mai Tai by a pool with an ocean view, agreeing that, yeah, this is better than finding sand in awkward places for 3 days. Book now in the Hotels.com app and find your perfect somewhere.
Call. Restrictions apply.
I'm Flex. Looking at pre-owned cars on one of them big websites? You see cars marked great deal, great price. But when that final bill comes, that great price will be gone. You should have gone to Major World. At Major World, what you negotiate is what you pay. Come to our facility in Long Island City. Choose from one huge inventory and get no late surprises. Avoid the big websites and come to the new Major World. Bigger than ever. Major World. 43-40 Northern Boulevard in Long Island City, Queens. Call 1-800-MAJOR-WORLD or go to MajorWorld.com.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
101 pull up with 10.
Gunna presents One of Them Nights. One night only, live in Brooklyn. Gunna, performing at Brooklyn Paramount, October 21st. Get tickets this Friday at 9 a.m. at brooklynparamount.com. Gunna in concert. One of Them Nights. For more, visit onlyonegunna.com.
IRS. Those letters may scare you if you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns. At Tax Relief Advocates, our goal is to eliminate that fear and bring you hope. With over 1,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, TRA has helped thousands of taxpayers successfully resolve their tax problems. TRA may be able to reduce or even eliminate what you owe to the IRS. And whether you owe the IRS $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. Programs are currently being offered that may reduce a large portion of what you owe. Even if you are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or are already in a payment plan, don't worry. We can help. To see what you qualify for, simply go online and visit TRA.com or call our relief hotline now at 800-575-8941. 800-575-8941. That's 800-575-8941.
Lowe's knows it's easier to make the right calls when you have the right team. That's why our Lowe's Red Vest associates can help with game time decisions. Plus, use in-store mode on the Lowe's app to find what you need. Under pressure at home and want it soon? Order online by 2 p.m. to get it same day. Same day valid on eligible in-stock items and select zip codes only, subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase, exclusions, and more terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin, I'm just off on the potty. This is most of roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. The crib is always stocked.
It's our potty body.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Gerald McBride here. This summer, Chevrolet and the National Newspaper Publishers Association are teaming up for the 8th year of the Discover the Unexpected Fellowship. Chevrolet selected 10 exceptional historically black college and university students for the chance to receive a $10,000 scholarship, mentorship from industry professionals, and the internship of a lifetime with black-owned newspapers. Watch the Discover the Unexpected Fellows own their story and draw the legacy together in the Chevrolet Trax. To learn more, visit nnpa.org/chevydtu.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly...
This hour made hot by Top Dog Law. Top Dog gets you top dollar. Visit topdoglaw.com.
Hot 97, number one for hip-hop.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Ride or Die. Ebro, Laura, and Rosenberg. This is where you test a loved one. Someone that you, or maybe you want to test to see how much they love you. You're not quite sure. Will they drop what they're doing and be your ride or die? We have Crystal on the line this morning. Crystal, good morning. Welcome to Ride or Die.
Good morning.
Where are you calling us from, Crystal?
I'm calling from Jersey.
Jersey.
I'm from Brooklyn, yes.
Okay, so Crystal, who would you like to call today to see if they're your ride or die?
Matt.
And who is Matt to you?
Matt is my new boyfriend.
You calling him Mac or Matt, like short for Matthew?
No, Matt, like M-A-C-K.
Oh, like Return Mac. Of the Mac.
Oh, Return
yes.
of the Mac.
Yes.
Right, Mac the Knife. All right.
All right, Mac.
New boyfriend, okay.
So what are you going to say to Mac to get him to be your ride or die? What's the scenario?
I'm going to need him to come to my job because I work in a lab, and one of the drivers keeps trying to harass me to go out with him because last time he checked, I was single. So now he's like, oh, now all of a sudden you got a man. You and your man, you don't really have a man, and he's harassing me at my job.
Oh, wow. And
oh, man.
So he's going to show up.
How long have you and Mac been together?
6 months.
Six months. This might... I'll let you do it.
He's into her. He's going to show up. This will be like work.
I think so, too. I think he's going to ride, but let's see.
If my name was like Mac that? And I've been seeing somebody for 6 months and they calling me talking about pull up to the job, nah, bro, you ain't finna get me arrested.
Watch.
Well, yep, I have
she
faith.
She said watch.
Let's
she
see.
Said watch.
Okay.
She believes.
By the way, her saying watch, though, this could go bad.
Ride or die at ebrointhemorning.com.
There you go. Ride or die at ebrointhemorning.com. There you go.
All right, Crystal, it's on you.
Okay.
Sometimes it's fun to hear him fail.
Morning.
Hey, look, I need you to come to my job. Remember, I was telling you that the guy keeps harassing me at the job. He's literally outside, just going off. I need you to come up here, please.
I'm coming. Trying to get to the parkway.
Okay, you coming now?
Yeah, I'm on my way.
Mac, she got your man Mac locked in.
Mac didn't even hesitate. It's
not
like he's
at
ready.
All.
He's ready for action.
Hey, Mac. Good morning, man.
Good morning. Mac, who is this?
This is Ebro from Ebro in the Morning. Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You're on the radio. Crystal just wanted to see if you were her ride or die. Is what we're saying, and clearly you are.
Yeah. She called me down.
Well, we're all on the phone together right now, Mac. Mac? All right, this is over. We're wrapping this up. Mac's a ride or die. Crystal, I don't know what the hell happened, but it was a good time.
Thanks, Mac.
There you go. Hopefully everything's okay on their side, though.
I don't know that he understood exactly what was happening there.
I don't think so either.
That's why I hope she called him back to clear things up.
Yeah, no, because he still may show up.
On his way over there.
Yeah, he might get there like, yo, I'm looking for this dude. And where's Ebro? And where's Laura Styles?
Oh, hell no. Don't have Mac where you after at? Me.
Exactly.
He might have the Mac in the back of the act.
He might be packing the Mac in the back of the act. Oh, no.
Oh, no. We don't want that smoke.
LLJ Cool J.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Dress it up and make it real for me.
Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll of pound up a gas. Switching lanes in the Grand Rapids. We're the one that kept it cool without it. Till you never start acting. Shooting loop like a film in a movie. New. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shooting loop. Tragic. I'm the one that living lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want to fuck the might have made me for play even though she average. Dirty money in the cook. 45 by my good. Like when young, you on the cook. Take you out for some joints. Count this money, no rush. I'm on the one way flush. Loud pants smelling must. Police can't touch me. Bogus police can't touch me. No. Can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I drive the foreign like it was a shit. Drive the foreign like it was a shit. Lift it up and go and all set. Turn up. The cougar like she Holly Berry. Put your hands just dirty, sprite legendary. Dirty something in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll of pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We're the ones that kept it cool without it. Till you never start acting. Shooting loop like a film in a movie. New. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shooting loop. Tragic. I'm the one that living lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't wanna fool. They might have made me fool. But even though she average. Go to basic. We gon' wake up and smoke on some blood. And she gon' keep it so real with her. That I'ma come back and always gon' fool for her. Been a curve and a spray like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than Mercury. Girl, I'll teach you that recipe. Hang around, you gon' be out of here. Make it say, huh, like a with Juven. Soon as that work hit the city, we move it. Most up in honest and shoot us a movie. Most up in honest and shoot us a movie. Take the tools out of club and just case it. Never gotta use it. Get a paint and coat and pour it on. Dirty something in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to Nassau. 200 miles on the dash. Got a roll of pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We're the ones that kept it cool without it. Till you know, start acting. Shooting loop like a film in a movie. New. Gonna let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shooting loop. Tragic. I'm the one that living lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want to fool. They might have made me fool. But even though she average. Can't touch me. Apply the pressure when the VVS. I try to fur like it was a shiver. Try to fur like it was a shiver. Lift it up and go to North Saturday. Cucuba like she Holly Berry. Future hit the double spine.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. She tryna turn on me. Hey, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. She tryna turn on me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. She tryna turn on me. Hey, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl. She tryna turn on me.
Okay. Drop it to the flow, make that shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an quake. Build a house up on that, that's an ass state. Roll my on it, that's an ass trait. Say yay, don't we do this every day, day. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And sick and feel hating, so much hate, I need a AK.
Now I'm Perry, yeah. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, Californicating. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised in.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she trying to turn on me. Lamborghini Mercy. Swerve. Yo, chick, she so thirsty. Swerve. I'm in that 2C Lambo. Swerve. With your girl, she trying to turn on me.
Catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and hot at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now yo girl need a band-aid. Grade A, A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain, pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Ladies and gentlemen, my man, Kendrick Lamar.
Thuggin' in the trap,
thuggin' in the trap,
living in the groove,
living in the groove.
Watch your TV,
watch TV.
Heavy hitter,
dedicated to the homies in the pen. Hit me. I done been through a whole lot, trial, tribulation, but I know God. The devil wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Hey, hey. I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna down me. But well, enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty devil, never they drown me. And I love myself. Who you looking at me? I tell me what you see.
I love myself.
I put a bullet in the back of the back of the head of the police.
I love myself.
Illuminated by the hand of God, boy, they die.
I love myself.
One day at a time, sun gon' shine. Everybody looking at you crazy.
Crazy.
What you gon' do? Lift up your head and keep moving. I'll let the prophet know your heart truth. He's the fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve at the runway start. You know the man's a pool through the company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confident. Everybody lack confident. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
When you're looking at me, tell me what do you see?
I love myself.
I put a bullet in the back of the back of the head.
And a bomb in the street, and a gun in the hood, and a mob of police, and a rack on the corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a motto on the scene, yeah. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4-4 faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry down, the strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is an animal, big guns and cheeky fat.
I love myself.
But they can do what they want when they want.
Is this in the classics real quick category, Cass? One?
Yeah, I mean, of course it is.
Modern day classic?
Of course it is.
I love myself.
The time.
It was a moment in time. I had some interesting Kendrick Lamar conversation over the weekend that I hadn't thought about either. Mm-hmm. About like when, it, you know, My brother was telling me he thought in his vision, and this is from someone who's like not a part of the day-to-day conversation at all on social media about it, just sort of at a distance. Okay. He was like, yeah, man, I don't know. I kind of feel like J. Cole was the real winner of this whole thing, not even being a part of it.
Right.
And his angle was like, it was interesting. It wasn't how I felt, but it was interesting. He was like, I don't know. He was like, for how, you know, for Kendrick and the kind of person that he is and the quality of music, was getting into this level of the dirt necessarily a great thing? And I thought it was at least an interesting conversation. I did.
Definitely an interesting conversation. Because
it's dirty, guys. It is. When you separate yourself and really then get into trying to explain to someone what happened, you're like, oh, man, this thing went into the mud. They really went.
I think it was worth it. Just on the sake of hip-hop, nobody got hurt. You know what I'm saying? So on that level, I think it was good. And J. Cole... Yeah, I mean, I guess he's still Big Three. He kept just a little asterisk next to his name for popping ish and then apologizing. You know what I'm saying? But
I don't think his friends care.
His friends?
His fans?
His fans.
Oh, his fans,
I don't
care.
Think his fans care.
Some do.
But I
you
mean,
you think that they're going to, if Cole puts out a project, you think his fans are going to be like, I ain't messing with him?
He's put out a couple of things. Been quiet.
I think the conversation is less, though, about. This particular conversation would be one that's, I think, harder to have right now and more about where it stands in 5 years. We're still close to it. We're still close to where it is.
Yeah. Cole will be good in 5 years.
Nah, Cole is good now.
But even better, like, he'll still be... Not that he's bad now, but...
And Shawnee, I hate to say this, like, we don't even know that every bit of ugliness that's going to shoot off from this thing has already shot off. We don't know that.
It could be more.
We're still close to it. Like,
true.
We haven't had that since. You know, who knows? Who knows what kind of weird, awkward thing happens still? Like, because there's obviously still feelings abound. Whether they're everywhere. So it was just an interesting way to look at it that I hadn't thought about. But listen, in the immediate, it seemed like everybody wanted to hit J. Cole with this button right here.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hopping up, playing yourself.
Not me, though. I like yourself.
Not big on the yourself.
Feeling one way and then apologizing.
Yeah, I'm a big my bad bro kind of guy. I know a lot of people aren't into that, but hey, I received new information. I have changed my mind. I'm gonna step this way.
I was emotional. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was emotional and now I feel different. Laura, what's going on?
Here we go. So this is an interesting story that I saw. Already, ballot errors shut down Montana's online absentee voting system. Mm. So I'm reading into these articles, because I was like, let me see what else is going on. So this man, specifically named Max Himsel, he opened up his electronic ballot on Friday. Now, mind you, they have this system for people who are like, you know, in the military, people are working overseas, so you can vote in your state, right? So he's like, wait a second. I see somebody missing from a list of options when voting for president of the United States. He says he opens it up and he's like, and under the options for president, there was only Donald Trump and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he's like, where is Kamala Harris?
That's strange.
So he says election officials were notified and they have temporarily shut down the electronic absentee system that allows certain voters to cast their ballot. Now, this system went live on Friday at 8 a.m., by the way. So now the Montana Secretary of State's office, they're like, oh, we caught the error. We're working on it. But, bro, that's quite the error.
That's huge.
That's how you think?
Give all the button, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
Congratulations.
Wait, and they were like, only a small number of people were affected by it. I was like, is that supposed to make us feel better?
By the way, RFK has already dropped out. He's not even running for president, and he's on the ballot. Listen, guys, this is... Well, Laura, there's someone out there who thinks that all of the elections are rigged. Maybe Donald Trump is actually the candidate for you because of problems like this, you know? He wants to fix our voting system. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, my God.
And when I say fix it, I mean fix it so no one ever runs for president again. We just have a monarchy for the rest of the time.
Wait, didn't you guys... Am I wrong? Did I read? Because I try, like, over the weekends, I try to take a little break, a mental break. I try not to consume all the headlines. You know what I mean? But did I see something about Georgia wanting to hand count all their ballots?
Is that
did
a thing?
Did you guys see anything? Did you guys see any of the... Okay, so let me get back to you on that one, because I was like, am I buying?
I saw this, that.
You did?
Yeah, apparently.
Louis.
You're not bugging out.
Okay.
I think they put in they're trying to get into that.
Wow. That makes me feel very confident.
Yeah. Hand counting. Should be no problem.
Should be no problem, right?
And by the way, we can't trust computers. What you want to trust is people. They'll get it right. No one's going to get those numbers wrong. Anyway. All right. First of all, congratulations to Anthony Joshua yet again.
Congratulations.
Who had another... No. Congratulations, you played yourself. I'm sorry, Sean.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Who had a fight over the weekend, yet another one that was finally supposed to set up the once-and-for-all Anthony Joshua-Tyson Fury fight. He just had to win one more fight, so 90,000 Brits packed in to Wembley Stadium. And what happened to Anthony Joshua when the big spotlight came on again?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Not good.
Yeah, I saw the highlights. It didn't look good the way he tried to get up and fell back on his face.
You know what's crazy about Joshua? And like, obviously, I'm not a boxer. I don't take punches for a living. But I do watch a lot of boxing. Mm-hmm. It is interesting. Like, that last knockout blow. This is how you know someone. Because
he fell a couple of times, right?
Yeah, but the last one that he stayed down on, Johnny, like, it wasn't a punch that looked like someone would not be able to get up at all.
Right.
Like, he has one of those jaws that when it gets tapped, like, he just goes to sleep. And even though Joshua's, like, physically an incredibly amazing, like, specimen, he looks incredible. He's interesting sounding. Like, I've interviewed him. He's a great conversation. All these things. He's just never going to be great, bro. Like, in the big moment, he lays on his face. Like, it happens over and over. You can't nap in the middle of a boxing match. You're not supposed to go to sleep.
He definitely went to sleep.
He took a nap. He had a pillow. It was like Elmer Fudd.
No.
There was a feather blowing up every time he exhaled.
No,
he was asleep.
It was bad. His corner came running out. Like, they didn't even let the 10 count happen. They was just like, look. It's bedtime, baby.
Once my man's sleeping, he's sleeping. And Tyson Fury was at ringside, and the video afterwards showed him screaming, "That just cost me $150 million.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I don't know if they're still going to try to have that fight, but at this point, I don't know. I guess you'd be interested to see it because they're both British heavyweights, right. But I mean...
Well,
anyways.
The dude who beat him, what's his name, Daniel something, right?
I don't even... By the way, is that a bad sign? I don't even remember who he lost to. Damn, hit me with the button.
Oh, God.
Well, like, I was
so he got beat up by some nobody.
I was not... I'm
no,
not
don't say that,
it was
Shawnee.
Daniel Dubois. And I'm not saying that I was...
Daniel Dubois.
I wasn't dialed in all week because I assumed this was just going to be one of those fights he has to get past to get the next big one. But anyways, Dubois is... 27 years old, and there was a lot of doubters leading into that fight, but guess what? He crushed Anthony Joshua, so big him up. Now, the story that we were arguing about in the chat, and I was getting lots of messages about it, for some reason, it seems like, guys, I'm always on the receiving end of someone I'm either friends with or admire saying something politically they shouldn't say. This weekend, it was go get your girl about Janet Jackson. Janet did an interview with The Garden, and there was major controversy on Twitter because of something false that she said about Kamala Harris. I'll read you guys the quote from the actual Guardian article, okay?
Okay.
Because it's not good, but I do have something I'd like to offer on the subject. But here's what it gets to. It says, on the record... She sang about, quote, joining voices in protest to social injustice and pushing toward a world rid of color lines. I wonder where she stands on the forthcoming election. After all, I say, America could be on the verge of voting in its first black female president, Kamala Harris. Quote, well, you know what they supposedly said, she asks. She's not black. That's what I heard, that she's Indian. She looks at me expectantly, perhaps assuming that I have Indian heritage. Well, she's both, I offer. Her father's white. That's what I was told. I mean, I haven't watched the news in a few days, she coughs. I was told they discovered her father was white. I'm floored at this point. It's well known that Harris's father is a Jamaican economist, a Stanford professor who split from her Indian mother when she was 5. Quote, my mother understood very well that she was raising two black daughters, Harris wrote in her book, The Truths We Hold. The people who are most vocal, this is still the article, guys, the people who are most vocal in questioning the facts of Harris's identity tend to be hardcore QAnon-adjacent, Trump-loving conspiracy theorists. I don't think Jackson falls into that camp, but I do wonder what the algorithms are serving her. I start again. Harris has dual heritage, I say. And, given this moment, does Jackson think America is ready for her? If we agree she's black. Or, okay, a woman of color? I don't know, Jackson stage whispers. Honestly, I don't want to answer that because I really don't know. I think either way, it's going to be mayhem. She doesn't think there will be a peaceful transition of power. I think there might be mayhem, she falters. Either way it goes, but we'll have to see. So, as you can imagine, many people out there were upset that Janet, A, didn't know what she was talking about, and B, said something that is patently false, which is that Kamala's has a parent that's white. Like, that's not even in the conversation.
That's crazy. I've never heard
Shawnee,
that one.
Shawnee, and you hear everything that the, quote, people on the ground are thinking.
Yeah, because everybody wants to know what she claims. I've never heard her father was white.
That's that, not a thing. Yeah, that's I've never heard that to be a thing. So, So that all happened, right?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
And my initial defense when I had my friend Todd Butler was texting me about it. I was at the beach with my family. He's texting me like, oh, and I went and looked at the article. I said, Ty, listen, all I could say is this. I've been a fan of Janet for like 30-some years. She's always been on the right side of every issue regarding race, gender, sexuality. Like, Janet has been nothing but a positive force in the world. Mm-hmm. So I was like, while it's a weird thing to say, I don't know who this writer is. I don't know the context. Maybe Janet was even kind of making fun of people who say stuff like that. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm not. But what I'm not going to do is run to Twitter to bash someone who for 30-some years has always been a good person. Like, let me. Can we give this longer than an hour and see where we stand?
Right.
Just a thought. So, apparently, yesterday morning, a day after the article, a statement comes out from someone who works for Janet. Apologizing and walking back the statement, saying she wasn't informed, right, Laura?
Yeah. I have the statement. It's like she deeply respects Vice President Kamala Harris and her accomplishments as a black and Indian woman. Janet apologizes for any confusion caused and acknowledges the importance of accurate representation in public discourse. Oh, okay.
Awesome.
Clean.
I knew it was something that I knew it was a misunderstanding. It wasn't exactly how she felt. How dare anyone come for Janet Jackson?
Janet back on top.
Yeah, well, then moments later, another statement came out.
You played yourself.
Saying, well, that person who made that statement no longer works for Janet and had no business speaking on behalf of Janet.
Wow.
So they actually walked back the walk back, which is not something you see every day.
So that was a PR person trying to do damage control, and Janet's like, wait, I didn't say that.
Or someone on Janet's team said she didn't say that.
Got you.
This person apparently was part of her management team and got fired because of this.
Yeah, don't be putting words in my mouth. I said what I said.
So
Janet's...
Yo, and now the reps are like, the only person... Janet is managed by her brother Randy.
Okay.
Period.
What? That's it?
Yes.
Randy to the rescue.
Right. And there's no other information, right?
That's it. I mean, the only thing that I do know is that Randy is a Trump supporter.
Oh, that's a thing too?
Yes.
Oh, so Janet might have said what she
said. That's what I said!
Listen, hold on.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
I didn't know that about Randy Jackson. I'm just going to say this. All of it is a friggin' mess. Until I hear something else for Janet, this is a policy I choose to enlist for myself. She has given me joy for 40 years and has only been on the right issues of race and gender. So I'm assuming we will hear something else that makes this make more sense. I'm not running to cancel Janet Jackson.
It's a lot of walking. A lot of walking.
But there's a lot of... But at the same time, I'm not going to say this sounds like it's been handled great. I'm not going to say that. Yo, Kamala's dad isn't white, guys. I didn't even know.
Oh, God.
And by the way, people have complex racial identities. It's not always as simple as just
I think our pops is a little mixed or whatever. So the verdict's still out. You're trying to figure it all out.
No, but no, there's no verdict to figure out. People are what they ultimately people are what they say they are. Unless, like, listen, I'm not saying you go Rachel Dolezal out and be like, I'm black when you're actually white. But if you're black and Indian and you choose to identify as black or Indian, depending at the time that you say it, that's who you are.
True.
We just gotta go with it.
True.
I don't know why we're playing this game of deciding other people's racial identities, but either way, just hit the button.
It's a mess.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big Willie talk, hop you up, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself, yup, playing yourself.
I don't play. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
It's such a perfectly, the conversation around Kamala's race is such a perfectly American thing.
Right.
Because I just feel like in a lot of places they may understand that people have mixed backgrounds of different things. Mm-hmm. I feel like here we're like, what are you? We need to know so we can judge accordingly.
That's right. Pick your spot.
Yeah. How can we judge you as a human if we don't know exactly what your racial identity is?
You might just be saying you this so that you can get a certain amount of votes. So we need to know what you really are.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Sure.
You're trying to appeal to a certain people and act like you're one of them? We need to see facts.
Because, you know, in America, it's always been so beneficial to be considered black. In America, you get treated great for that. You know what I mean? Who doesn't just volunteer for that? Because it's always been so easy. I mean, anyways. Either way, guys, there's a lot more to get to. DJ John will step in the room shortly. The Genius John, if you will. And we will also give away money. Beat the buzzer.
Let's go.
Baby. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning, everyone.
Got an attitude, but you better, so I ain't mad at you. Ain't tattooed to what I gotta do to be having you. I pay the avenue, top 560 and a savage too. Yeah, bad, know you eat your rice and your cabbage too.
She ain't savage too, I'm a savage too, it's compatible. She was talking practice, had to cut her off, got her battable. I ain't chicken tender, if you my brother, I ain't mad at you.
And in the kitchen, we ain't even make it to the master room.
Met her in the trinity, so she's and then she tatted too.
And she independent, so this is different, and she nasty too.
Yeah, my body different, when I'm over, yeah, I'm an animal.
And her body different, I'ma eat on that like I'm Hannibal.
I'ma add the fool, I get active too. I'ma eat that like an edible.
For sure. I'ma fuck a sad, but don't mind me be popping that Adderall.
For sure. That be perfect when you win it, it feel like it's grabbing you.
For sure. I don't even mad at you, but I had to do what I had to do.
For sure. She got an attitude when she said it like she mad at you.
For sure.
Got an attitude, but I'm feeling less, so I ain't mad at you. And I'm tired of two, and it's fatter too, I'm your baddest boo. So what you about to do, top one baddie in a daddy move. And my fat, cause I eat my oats and my vegetables. And my fat and it's creamy oats, it's like animals. I'm a baddie, so I know them other b****s ain't impressing you. And I've been a baddie since a youngin', this ain't nothing new. Why this b****s in my face, oh, because I'm rich and my money blue. I don't care what b****s say, cause I'm really paid, I'm untouchable. Making b****s wanna hate, she see me and she get uncomfortable. Make a b****s wanna play, say I'm pretty and sexy, I'm munchable. I don't wanna rush with you, got a crush on you, wanna b****s on you. Got me in the mood, you don't fuck with me, then you fuck with who. And I brought a baddie too, she already ooh, giving Betty boo. I ain't calling you my boo, what she thought I was feeling you. For sure.
She love it, nigga, was a flu.
For sure. So good, I'm never dumbing you. For sure.
We met at the Ritz car, not a W. Got an attitude, but you better, so I ain't mad at you. Ain't tattooed to what I gotta do to be having you. I pay the avenue, top 560 and a savage too. Yeah, fat, know you eat your rice and your cabbage too.
She ain't savage too, I'm a savage too, it's compatible. She was talking practice, had to cut her off, got her battable. I ain't chicken tender, if you my brother, I ain't mad at you.
And in the kitchen, we ain't even make it to the master room.
Met her in the trinity, so she's and then she tatted too.
Tell me what to say to love me, Ginger.
yeah, yeah. Love me good, yeah.
Love me tender.
You know your love turn me up like Nepa. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more.
Oh, man. Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg, shout out to the Giants fans out there. Giants got a win this weekend. Looked ugly. They found themselves down 7-0 after 10 seconds, which is not generally how you want to start.
Wow.
Yeah, 10 seconds, 7-0. Fumble on the first play, not what you want. But then they got it done, and the Giants got themselves a W, so big ups to them. The Giants and Jets winning this weekend. Yankees had a sweep over the weekend. Mets won 2-3 over the weekend. Cowboys still suck, though. They lost again. Valiant comeback, but they lost anyway. And with that, you know we should bring in? Genius John. First, 1-800-223-9797. If you want to win money right now, it's time for Beat the Buzzer, and you could do it with the Genius John.
It's Genius John. Genius John. Genius John.
He's a genius.
You are a genius.
It's not a good weekend for me. How about that in football?
Well, not in football, no. But what about in baseball, John?
Oh, the phenomenal. Amazing.
Yeah, the Mets made it, right?
Who?
Well, they're not yet. But they're doing good.
I just saw a big celebration. I figured they made it.
They're almost there.
Almost there.
Okay.
Yeah, but for the Yankees, there's their magic number to get the home field advantage throughout the playoffs is 3. Magic number is 3. And the magic number for to clinch the East is number 1. So that's pretty good. If you're into sports like that. Which me, I suck at sports betting at all. Like fantasy football, I suck at it.
No.
I put in the wrong players.
Oh man. LLJ Cool J. Yeah.
Your Redskins, I mean Commanders play today.
My Commanders do play tonight. Yeah. I'm a little worried about that game, to be honest with you.
They're going to win. They're going to win.
We're going to win?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Thank you,
John. Their defense sucks. Joe Burrow is due to have a bad game, so yeah.
Okay. All right. You know what? But you just told me you're terrible at betting. Otherwise, I'd feel good about that. But thank you, DJ John.
You're welcome.
John, what are the people attempting to win right now?
Oh, money. Money, 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 money. You can beat the buzzer. All you have to do is be calling number 9, like Peter said, and say stop when you hear the amount of money you want to win. And don't play yourself, because there have been many, many, many listeners who lost money.
Many, many people.
Many, many
friends. Laura, I want to say something since Ebro is not here today. I have a clear, unencumbered microphone. I just need everybody to know this. I don't know why Ebro decided to stop cheating this year. I don't know. What exactly.
That's the story.
He's been running with this story of Issa and Rosenberg said that no one should cheat. I don't know why now all of a sudden. Laura, when was the last time that things I said became the law of the show?
I think it was a combination of you and Issa together.
Yeah.
Oh, really? The combo of us became the authority of the show.
You guys consistently broke them down. It took a while. You guys went, every time Beat the Buzzer came around, you guys definitely let it be known that Issa
We had a whole Beat the Buzzer season that already happened where we were not. I wasn't every time like, yo, there goes Ebro cheating. I gave up. Cheating was the way of the land. I It became part of the game. In fact, Laura, we recorded a promo for this exact segment. I saw it recently. Bascom can testify to this.
Okay.
Like a month ago, we did a promo, and Ebro's like, tune in to Beat the Buzzer, where we cheat. I'm a cheat for you, because that's what I do. I didn't say anything. So something happened between then and now, and the new rule is we don't cheat. But I just want to say,
I love it.
It's not you and Issa.
It was me and Issa. How dare
not your fault.
Changing Ebro's mind.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you. I don't think that's the case. But let's get to it, Shani. Who do we have?
We have Madi Pandelani.
Hi, Madi.
Good morning.
How are you? What do you do for a living, Madi?
Actually, I work for.
I don't know what she said.
¿Cómo?
I work for the health department.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for checking in.
Madi, you know how to play the game?
Yes, I do.
And you're okay. You can do this without cheating. You're going to be fine, right? You're not going to be greedy. You're going to hear the right amount. You're going to say stop. You're going to take the money and call it a day.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Let's get it started, Shani. She's ready. It's Madi.
Let's go.
Going for the money. Beat the buzzer time.
$85. $170. $220. $290. $350.
Stop.
All right.
Okay. We were getting nervous.
See, guys, it's not that hard. Madi knew what to do. She waited. $350 was. Nice. We all agreed. That was. I could see it. We all knew that was the magic number. Let's see how much she left on the table, Shani.
$250.
Oh, wait, now.
$400.
Wow.
All right, she did great. She did great. Because she might have panicked when it went down to $250, and then she would have missed out. So, congratulations, Madi. Thank you so much for listening.
Yay, Madi!
When I let you guys know, I've been the biggest fan of you guys for, like, the longest. Thank you for this opportunity, and have a great day.
Aww.
We love Madi.
Madi, that's so sweet. Hold on one second. Your next chance to win is coming up next hour, baby. Laura, what's coming up in the flashing lights?
Oh, coming up in the flashing lights report, man, Questlove, I just picked up another gig, man. He's directing something really huge. We'll talk about it coming up, flashing lights.
All right, that is all on the way in just a moment. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Happy Monday, y'all, if that's a thing.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with it on the brown. Like, when I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down a notch. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts. Wow, wow. Taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow. Taken. I heard it got these up going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back, bouquet.
call me and I could get it you say. I could tell you gone off the doors.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say?
You say.
You talking to me like your new bae.
New bae.
You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like there's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
I told you.
When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Psst. I see dead people.
Hey, Mustard on the beat. Debo, any rap. He a free throw. Man down, call an Amber Lambs. Tell him free, bro. Nella to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni? Trying to see Compton. The industry can hate me. For Marlon, they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body. I'm John Stockton. Beat your and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some on him. Pole on him, extort, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baca got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boy, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 that him up. Wop, wop, wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord and it's probably A minor. They not like us. 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 You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the hour? And bird go. The audience not dumb. Shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep. I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest. That's for you, Malibu most wanted. Ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fresh Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this jumping. You need to get a wedgie. Be flipped over your boxes or over your foe. The other vaginal option. Better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content. Might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding. Fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on. He around, get polished. Don't Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central. Better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena. That predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you. It's like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the pot. Ay, put the road label on me. I'ma get them dropped. Ay, tweet. Chin music and I won't pass the ox. Ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock? Ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5. Ay, devil is a lie. He a 69 god. Ay, freaky need to stay their ass inside. Ay, roll their up like a fresh pack of Zod. Ay, city is back up. It's a must. We outside. Ay. They not like us. 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 Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still doubled down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Little baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug make you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth for the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your
me
life.
Let me say O-V.
O-V.
Say O-V.
O-V.
Then step this way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in?
Are we locked in?
Then step then. This way, step that way. Then step this way, step that way.
All right, flashing lights time. Let's get it.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles gonna put us on.
Now, this is exciting. Questlove is gonna direct a documentary about the legendary Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
Now, yes, oh, yes. They're wow. saying that the film has no title yet, but it's going to reportedly feature exclusive access to the group's archives and has the support of the band and the Earth, Wind, and Fire estate. But this is really exciting. Imagine all the beautiful footage that no one has ever seen before. Right. Oh, oh, man. And you know, if you want to trust somebody with something so iconic, you trust Questlove.
That's
mean,
a fact.
It's going to be fire, bro. So I'm excited about that.
And do you know what 2 days ago was?
What was that?
Oh! That's right. Saturday night, baby.
September.